It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his and his righteousness. And it says, all these things. Come on, somebody. All these things. All these things that you need in your life. When you seek him first, he can't help but bless you. Come on, somebody. But I come this morning to tell you that spiritual immaturity will avoid the divine prosperity that God has for you. Spiritual immaturity, that means you ain't never heard it before. But just because you have not heard it before does not mean that it's not there. Come on, somebody. See, you have to take off your denomination today. And you have to put on God. Amen? You know, spiritual immaturity. You know what spiritual immaturity is. I just can't trust God. Come on, somebody. I just can't trust God. Number two is, I don't know about those facts. I'm telling y'all that because I've been there before. You know what? I don't know what they're doing. But what I had to realize, it wasn't about what they were doing, it was what I was doing. Amen. Because God's not going to bless me through them. God's going to bless me through him. Come on. And even if a pastor, but not just pastor, even if a pastor is doing wrong, and he's a leader of a church, and you're giving with your heart to God, That's between God and that man. Amen. Yeah. The next one is, Mama said it did not work for her. Well, Mama didn't know. Amen. Mama didn't have that revelation. Mama knew that God answered prayer, but she did not have revelation of death. Amen. The next thing is unwillingness to try. Unwilling. You know, how can you say that something don't work and you don't even try? Come on, somebody. I can't ride a bike. How do you know you can't ride a bike if you ain't never got on a bike? I'm going to work with this. Amen. And here's the last one. My old church. Oh, Jesus. We can do it at my old church. But this ain't the old church, baby. Amen. Hey, come on. We're trying to gain somewhere. We're trying to grow people up. Amen. We're trying to be the head and not the tail. See, everybody wants to be the head. Amen. Come on. I want to be the head. Come
on. Amen.
I didn't say the, I'm not going to say the word, I don't know what they say about us, we have peace, whatever, in short, amen. No, I don't want to be there, amen. I mean, I don't know what I'm saying, amen. Yeah, well, I don't want to be that. What I want to be is, I want to be the near thing, amen. When God calls on somebody, I don't want to be the one. And I don't think my church is going to be one. I don't want to be one. I told y'all, come and go to me to me. Say me to me. Amen. Well, the message just got to reach for me. Amen. Everybody's praying for me. You know, I ask you, what do you want to eat for lunch? Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I'm in the need. Somebody said, well, that's just a little bit. But you know what? That's what God starts with. He starts with just a little bit of things. A lot of people want to get $1 million. But you know what? You ain't doing nothing with the 10. I'm not listening to nobody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Nobody can get a quarter from me. But if I had $1 million, I'd help everybody. Amen. Oh, that's a lie. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. I'm just being plain and plain. Amen. You ain't doing it now. Come on. You can't go do it then. Amen. I mean, you be in Jamaica. Amen. Sitting on TV, amen. Sitting on Long Island, amen. Not worried about nobody. I don't know what they're doing, amen. But I'm having a good time, amen. But anyway, usually when you are in a situation, it took a while to get there. Yeah. If you take inventory along the way, God has always provided a way out. Amen? Talking about always. Not some of the time, but always provided a way out. But along the way out, a hiccup occurred. And we reverted back because it does not seem right. Come on, somebody. I've been in that place where, you know what, God was prospering me. Somebody say prospering me. I'm talking about really prospering me. Then all of a sudden something came up and I had to decide whether or not it was going to be God and if it was going to be that. Amen. Come on. Come on, somebody. And you know what I chose? I chose that. Amen. And I missed God because God has had a blessing for me. Come on, somebody. Already set up. Amen. Amen. So this is what I want to say this morning, and I'm going to turn my back on y'all because I really don't want to see the frowns. Amen. Giving tithes and offerings assures the blessings of God. Amen. What is tithing? Hello. I'm just making sure, because I could have sworn I heard a cricket. Amen. Come on, somebody. And what is a tithe? A tithe is a tenth of my income. That's a dime on every dollar. Amen. And the tithe is the protector of my resources. Say the protector. That means whenever something comes up and I need something, God's going to show up. Amen? Now, offering. Somebody say offering.
Offering
is what is given that is not retained. Come on, somebody. Did y'all get that? Offering is what you give that is not retained. Amen? And not only that, offering is a predetermined amount. And it should not be. When you get to church, and I'm not even looking at nobody, that you look in the bottom of your purse. Come on, somebody. Or you look at the back of your wallet. Amen. Come on, somebody. Say, let me see what I can give God. That's called a tip. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm teaching you, baby. Plan it. Because we're trying to get somewhere. Amen. But that's all you have. Say, all I have. That's called a sacrificial offering. Amen. If all you have is 10 cents, amen, that's all you have, that's called sacrificial. And God will honor the sacrifice. Because I remember that when a woman gave all that she had, amen, come on, somebody, that God honored that over the one that was given us. Come on, somebody, I'm just telling you about God. But it has to be a sacrifice, amen. Sacrifice is all that you have, amen. We're going somewhere with this. Amen. We need to preach this. Amen. Now, this is what an offering does for the tithe. Say for the tithe. It holds the window of heaven open until I tithe it in.
Amen.
I'm teaching. I'm just teaching this morning. I'm not mad at you. I'm just teaching. Amen. Because let me say something real fast about the church. Our church is not in no trouble. We need ideas, amen.
Amen.
We're not
afraid,
amen. We're not right, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But it's only because we're faithful in what God has given us. Say, come on, somebody. Amen. When you're faithful, God has to bless you, amen.
Amen.
When I tell God that we're going to do something at the church, and I do, I open the door to the community, God has to bless us, amen. I don't worry about where it comes from. All I know is that it comes. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. God say amen. Amen. Who in here can play that pipe organ? Nobody. So what is it doing? It's just sitting there. Guess what I sold it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on. I sold that. Amen. Why are we going to keep it?
Amen.
Amen. Holding on to stuff. Amen. Man, let that thing go. Amen. And see if we can't do something for the church. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we want y'all to know, is that we're doing stuff for the church. But you know what? We can't do it alone. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all say amen. Amen. Because God is going to do something miraculous in your life after today. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because when you get a revelation, it changes how you perceive a thing. Amen. When I get a revelation of God's word, it changes how I look at things. Amen. I see it different. Amen. Oh, that's what's going on. God's trying to bless me. Say, God's trying to bless me. Amen. Come on, somebody. See, offerings alone would not cause the full blessing to occur. I'm going to walk down here. Amen.
Offerings. I did not say that offerings will not have you blessed, but God wants you to have a full blessing. Amen. Not a partial, but a full. Yes, whenever you give to God, God will bless you because He honors what you give. Amen. But it's not a full blessing. Amen. Somebody, I want to be fully blessed. Amen. I want to say that God made you rich and not another man. Amen. Rich is only how you perceive a thing. Amen. In your mind, I'm rich. Okay, well, nobody. But
it's
according to
Joey, not according to Ashley.
Amen.
Come on,
somebody.
You have to get that. Amen. Somebody say amen. Now, the Word of God says, you know, we got to pull out the other scripture there by hand.
I put it through that.
Malachi 3:18. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Boy, I'm going to show y'all something that's going to blow y'all mind. Because, you know, while I was studying this, and while the Lord gave me this,
This is a tithing statement from 27 years.
Come on, somebody. Okay. I didn't just start tithing yesterday. I've been tithing for 27 years. Come on, somebody. Y'all say amen. And this is what I want to say, and I'm getting ahead of myself, is that this is what it says. We at Church of Living Water, thank you for your faithfulness to the kingdom of God. This is a statement of your tithing and offering for 1991 year. Your amount for 1991 was.1991 was 1,586.35. Come on, somebody. This is 1991. Now, let me say this. If I, the pastor, come up with a tithe of 1586 this year, God need to hang me up on a cross and crucify me. Come on, somebody. Tell me, listen to what I'm saying, because God has been so merciful to us that He multiplied us about 20 times. Come on, somebody. Don't get mad at the message, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm saying, you can't look at it. You can just say, you know what? I'm going to do better, Lord. Yeah, that's right. What did they say? But at least he read the 1,000, amen. But I'm just saying, you know, this is an expectancy that you have to have, is that God, you're going to increase me more and more, amen. Amen. So I'm talking about increase me, amen, so that I can advance the kingdom of God, amen. Amen. You know what? 1,005. Y'all need to try to do the calculation on that. That's 27 years ago. Amen? 27 years ago, and I was on that. Come on, somebody. Y'all know my story. Amen. I was on dope. Amen. I was spending everything we were getting. Amen. But you know what we still did? Hi, amen. Amen. The dope ain't got here. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. But you know what? This is what I knew. Amen. I know God has given me His word. Amen. Don't laugh at me. I knew God had given me His word. Amen. You know what? Yeah, I'm sure that He already made. You know what? I would do. Come on, tell me. Amen. But this is years ago when I feel tired. Amen. Some people are not addicted. Come on, somebody. And I'm not going to say no more. Amen. Some people are not addicted. And they don't. Okay, whatever. You can say whatever you want to. Amen. I'm just telling you. We're trying to get somewhere. Amen. See, this lesson is to stir your confidence in God's financial plan for your life. Amen? The Word of God says, "When a man robbed God, yet ye have robbed me." Y'all came on a good day. But ye say, "Wherein have you robbed me?" It says, "In tithes and offerings." And then it says, "You are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation." It says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me." Somebody say, "Prove me." "Now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I would not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there should not be room enough to receive." In order to get the blessing of God, you got to prove it first. Amen. Come on, somebody. Prove means try. Try. Try means that I'm going to move in that direction. You know what? Lord, I'm going to try you, even though they say it don't work. And let me say this, I'm still getting ahead of myself. Those people that say it don't work, how do you know it don't work? You know what I'm saying? How do you know it don't work? Or they never tried. How can somebody tell you how good a restaurant is when they ain't never tried the restaurant? Amen. All they're going on is what they hear other people say, amen. But you need to ask those people that say that give that their tithing is not of, they ask them, "Do you tithe?" Yeah. And you know the first thing they're gonna say, "Well, you know what, I tried it." No, you didn't. Come on, somebody. Yep.
Oh, y'all not gonna play with me today, okay?
Amen.
Whenever we rebuke the devil, it allows us to walk in the goodness of God. Amen. And people would just all of a sudden just call you blessed. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
So whenever somebody calls you blessed, that means that God's blessing is on your life. Amen.
Come on, somebody.
See, persuade. What does it mean to be persuaded? Persuaded is a state of being won over. Amen. Has God won us over? See, it's a change of mind, and we have to change our mindset. Amen? And this is why I put them, at least try before you listen to other decisions that don't work. How can someone tell you it does not work when they don't understand the principle? And have I tried before you say it, but say it does not work? Tell me how they know. If they don't know, why are you listening to what they're saying? Come on, somebody. Amen. Persuade. The next thing is that we have to cultivate. Cultivate means, you know what, I'm going to stir this stuff up. Amen. It's a process of breaking up ground and removing hindrances. Amen. Somebody say hindrances. The reason why I'm going to say that is that we have to move people and places and things out of the way. Amen. Amen. See, because we want to choose to cooperate with the financial plan of God. The financial plan of God is this. If you are willing and obedient, you should eat the good of land. If you are willing and obedient, amen? And this is what I like to say is that, you know what? It's not your business how much I tithe. All I know is that I tithe, amen. Somebody, it's not your business what God has put on my heart to give. It's not your business.
Amen.
Because you know what? I give, amen. And I don't give according to what people tell me I should give, amen. Because a lot of people dress you up, they put you on the front row. Come on, somebody. Because of what they think you have, amen. And all of a sudden, you're not giving to God, you're giving to that person, amen. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm teaching that you said amen. People will look at you and figure that you have something, and they'll use what you have. I'm talking about pastors, amen. Amen. Pastors set people in certain places.
Yes.
Let me say this. Not in this church. Amen. Everybody's equal. Say equal. Amen. I'm telling you, everybody's equal in this. Say in this church. Amen. And you know what? Ain't nobody looking at what you're giving, because what you're giving is between you and God. Amen. Somebody say amen.
My pastors look at what you're giving, and they're sitting there and see according to what
Oh man, if the big money giver wants to sit up there, he can do whatever he want to do. Amen. Now you get your tail somewhere and sit down. Amen. And listen to the word of God. Hey, come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. In this church. Because I'm not moved by what people give.
Amen.
I'm moved by how people live. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. If somebody's living something, then I'll listen to you. Yeah. Come on, somebody. Because giving doesn't move me. Your giving moves God.
Amen.
And let me correct this. Oh shoot, man! I'm just full of correction today.
All right.
You don't pay your tithe. You give your tithe, amen.
Pay means you're paying on another.
Come on, somebody. He already paid the tithe down, baby. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You give, amen. I hear people make up that thing wrong in your thinking. I'm paying my tithe. No, you're not paying your tithe, amen. Matter of fact, you couldn't pay enough for the price that he paid on Calvary. Come on, somebody, for us, amen.
He gave his life on a
hill. Oh, come on.
So, God's plan is revealed in Scripture. Amen. 2 Timothy says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Only the truth of God's word will bring a believer to a place of being fully persuaded. Did y'all get that? Only the truth of God's word.
If God told me to do it, I'm going to do what God says. I can only be persuaded by his word.
Nobody can persuade me to give anything out of my pocket.
Come on, somebody. Y'all can stop letting you persuade y'all. Come on, somebody. Hey, man, I need you to give that. How do you want to give it? Come on, somebody. I got a gun right now, baby. Come on, man. Y'all don't do that anymore. I think you know. Why don't we get it? Hey, man, come on, somebody. If y'all beautiful, when somebody takes you there, they not give it up. Yeah, yeah, they're not right. Y'all think about it now. Amen. Don't let nobody persuade you. Only person that can persuade you is God.
How good has God been in your life? Amen. God has been better to me than a happy meal, am I? Come on. Come on, somebody. How much is a happy meal now? Huh? Well, God's been better than me.
I thank you for that. See, you know what you're saying? God's been better than me this week.
And surely along the way, being a grown person, you done ate more than 3 Happy Meals during the week. Am I? I'm not looking at nobody. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on, God's been better than that. Amen. Not only that that you eat, y'all know where to rest. Y'all know where to go. It's digested and gone out. Amen. But when you invest in God, God has a financial plan. Come on, somebody. It's going to bless you. Amen. Remember what I said. It's not according to what you give. But it's how you give it, amen. Do you give it with a sincere heart? You know what, Lord? This is what I have. I'm bringing it to you. Now bless it and give it back to me. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to get you there, amen. Come on, somebody.
But it can't be what you got left over. Come on. God don't work with leftovers. Come on. He's not a leftover God. Just like he didn't work with leftovers when he saved us. Amen. Even though we didn't deserve it, amen. He gave his best. Come on, somebody. Amen. So I'm just trying to get you there, amen. Because God knows better for us. Amen.
Amen. I just heard somebody say, I'm not able to do it. No, that's the wrong thing to say. Say, I can do it. Because the word says, I can do all things through Christ. Come on, that's strength with me. Amen. Well, Pastor, you don't know my financial situation. You're right. I don't know, but God knows. Amen. And God desires more. Come on, somebody. Oh, I need to have a little prayer with this.
Amen.
Because this is what I say. You cannot allow me to say, I've never called it. But we don't teach that over there. Yes, we do. Amen. Matter of fact, I'm going to give everybody, and somebody say everybody, I'm going to give you a CD about Kenneth the Faith so that you will know what we believe in. Amen. So a lot of times, you don't know that we believe in that. Amen. But we do. Amen. Somebody say a CD. I never got a CD. Yeah, some people have went through classes that got a CD, but I'm going to give everybody a CD so that you will know, amen, what we believe. Amen.
Amen.
Third, somebody that had what she had. They had a funeral in here yesterday. A funeral in here yesterday. They knew that we burned AC. Come on, somebody. They knew that the AC was going to be burned. Amen. Right. They knew that they were going to use the restroom. Come on, somebody. Let's come on, somebody.
Amen.
And they were only here for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And they paid $200.
Amen.
Y'all see what I'm doing? We be here all month.
Amen.
Whatever. Don't shoot the message. Amen. Last time I checked the light bill, it was $658. Come on, somebody. $658. I'm just trying to go somewhere. With this because you know what God wants us to do better, amen. And God's going to put something in our house, but what God wants to do is that when he puts it in your house, you don't throw it away. Come on, somebody. When he puts it in your house, when he puts the blessing on your house, you'll know how to use the blessing, amen. Because if you don't know how to use the blessing, you'll misuse the blessing. Come on, somebody. God wants the blessing, amen. He can't help but bless you because that's his word, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm not where I want to be. You may not be where you want to be, but you need to start somewhere. God has revealed his plan with sickness out on our feet. The word is in. Somebody say
the word.
It says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving the Savior. When you heard the word, you know what that means? Do the word. Do the word that you heard. If you hear the word today, you need to do the word. You need to check God. He said, test me. Test God. Amen. We need to start. You can test everything else. Let me get a car. What am I going to do? Let me check, right? Come on, amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Amen. Come on. Man, I don't know what it is. I want to see if the AC working. I want to see if it's smoking. I want to see what it's going on. I'm going to get on the highway. I'm going to hurry it out. Amen. But God, if you are in me,
hey,
come on. Hear me.
Yeah.
And see if I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Amen. I want to get to the where I don't have room enough. Hey, I want to get to the point where I can bless everybody.
Amen.
You ain't come up with me and say, Pastor Bliss. Now, all I want to get to the point where I just pour out blessings on people. Why I just pour out and bless some of my ass. That's where I want to be. Amen. Where I'm blessing everybody. Amen. Not some people, everybody. Amen. That's doing the will of God. I had to finish that. Amen. That's doing, if you're doing right with God, I'm told today to bless you. Amen. So, this is all I'm going to get to. Somebody say, just do it.
Yes.
Now, the next one is set off to God's superior plan. Superior plan. Superior plan. His word says that my thoughts, say my thoughts, are not your thoughts. Neither are my ways. Oh, you, my ways, says the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Don't try to figure it out. Just let God work it out. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because whenever we come to giving to God, you know what? We factor in everything else. Listen, listen, listen. Y'all need to listen closely. I did not say don't pay your water bill. Because if you don't pay your water bill, we got a man here that come around your house with two. Look like he's grinning over there. Y'all see him with that too, wait a minute. Come on,
I
did not say that.
That's right.
Yeah, same thing about your electricity. Don't pay your electricity, amen. Come on, somebody. But in your paying of your electricity, somewhere along the way, say, God, you got to prosper me, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But when he prosper you, don't eat up your prosperity. Am I in the right house?
Amen.
I just prophesy in the name of Jesus that you're going through, that was your last season. When you begin to be obedient to God, God's going to bring you into a new season. A season where there's milk and honey. A season where there's more than enough. A season where there is no lack. A season where you move to the front and you're no longer in behind. That's what God wants to do. God wants to move you to another season, but in order to move to another season, you have to move with God. Come on, somebody. Did you hear what I said? You have to move with God.
Yes.
Because when God blesses you, God always gives you surplus.
Amen.
Come on, I got one amen on that.
Amen.
God always gives you surplus, and how you deal with your surplus, that will determine where you go with God. Amen?
Amen.
Because God is not going to let you stay in everything. He's going to give you surplus. But we have to learn how to manage. Somebody say,
man.
Manage our surplus. Y'all remember the story about us, Pastor Loretta? She's not upset no more. But she couldn't use a credit card for a whole year. Come on, come on. And she had about 10 credit cards. Amen. Come on, come on. That's 10, won't that too? But anyway, amen. But we have what God's plan for us. In order for us to get here. In order for us, for people to know that we're people of integrity. Amen.
Amen.
We could have matched the cards out and did what they wanted, but that's not what God told me to pay them off. Amen. Come on, come on. Amen. You don't need to pay them off. Pay them off so that whenever you get in a position to want something, you ain't got to worry about whether or not you can get it. Amen. My credit is good. Pay my credit. My credit is good. Amen. Let me say this. It has not always been good. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I was at a point in my life, I couldn't borrow from nobody. Amen. Come on, somebody. Maybe you there. You know what? Say I'm not there no more. Amen. Amen. When I walk in, they call me Mr. Dodie now. Amen. Come on, somebody.
And
it's
not about my dad.
Amen. If God can do it to a drug dealer, come on, somebody. Oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? All right, come on, somebody. Hey, man, I'm telling you.
Amen.
We will do a paradigm shift in how we think. God will do it for me. Stop saying what God won't do and start saying what God will do. Amen.
Amen.
You know, God is raising up people to use their power, their ability, their influence to help me. Amen. Maybe my situation is dire, but you know what? God's going to raise up somebody. Amen.
Amen.
On earth, it may be your Dan that they get me to turn my, stuff off. And then we just happen to know me. You know what? And he's going to knock on the door and say, you know what? I'm not going to turn it off today. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
It might be because you know what? I know me.
Amen.
And I know what Lord says. Well, you know what? I see him down at the church all the time. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I'm just spending all the work.
Amen.
So God will favor you above your finances.
Come on, somebody. Fame is more important than finances. Because if you get favor, you can get an extension. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
This is worth, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want my bedroom today. Amen. Come on, somebody. So a lot of the people know, you know what? I'm trying to say. Come on, somebody. I ain't want my diamond today. Amen. Come on, somebody. I want people to know just how good God is.
Amen.
And God didn't start this. Amen. He just started this. Amen. He's always done this for me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Just so y'all know, this is about 10 years old. Come on, somebody.
All right.
Come on. I'm just telling you. This diamond place that I got on, it's about 50. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, when people will see you, they'll see me and they'll say, you know what? He's living off the church. No, that's a lie. I'm living off of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. God made me rich before I became a pastor. Come on. So if God made me rich, a little guy that was moving dope in the back. Come on, somebody. What will he do for you? Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And let me say this. You know what? I'm not proud of those days. Because I shouldn't have had to go there anyway. Because God always had better for me. Come on, somebody. So that's what you need to start saying here. God has better for me. Amen. God is working out. God will bring you through.
Amen.
All you have to do is bless a little bit. Amen. Bless this little bit. Amen. And it'll become much. Come on. The boy with the 5 ball loaves of the bread. All he had was 5 fish, 5 ball loaves of bread. And he said 5,000. Give it to God. God bless you. Come on, somebody. And he'll give it back to you. Come on, somebody. Give it to God. God will bless you. Come on, somebody. And he'll give it back to you. And when he gives it back, it's multiplied. Amen. I have more than enough. Come on, somebody. And my storehouse is full. Now, see, I say that, but you don't know my storehouse is full. Amen. But I say it's full. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Increase. Come on, say
increase.
Because God's plan is pure and increase. Because the word of God says, I will increase more and more. More and more. Even your children.
Yes.
Now, when I be increased, He's going to increase.
Yes.
Hey, come on, somebody. He gives the children. And not only their children, but the children out of them. Amen.
Yes.
Everybody in my land is blessed. Amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody need to hear this. I don't apply for assistance before. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
I know what it's like when people like them put a wrench on my. Come on, somebody. Oh, my thing is, my water don't come on.
Yeah.
And then we come in, we mad. Come on, why water ain't on? You know why water ain't on. You pay the bill. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just saying,
and that's what we have to learn right now, that God has
for kingdom minded. Kingdom minded. Kingdom project. It's like we have kingdom projects here. Senior Saints is a kingdom project.
Yeah.
Amen? Yeah. That the hackers do, the mama do, that the seniors out of Senior Saints do, that's kingdom projects. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Whatever we make happen for other people, God is obligated to make happen for us. Amen?
Yeah.
See, when you don't know God and understand His plan to always talk to you, there will always be resistance. Do you fear?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Because it's like the widow who feared lawful, which trusted in the things of God, there was abundance. Amen?
Yeah.
Resistance due to the good of us. Resistance due to the good of us. Let me make that, let me clear it out. There's no need for me to participate because they have enough.
Wow.
Come on, somebody, y'all say amen.
Amen.
See, I'm telling y'all, I've been in a church where they were popping people. And you know what? I pulled back because they gave everything.
They gave $10,000.
What am I going to make? Come on, somebody.
Hey.
I'm serious. Give them $10,000. Shoot, man, I'm going to walk up there with both of them and put my 100 down.
Because if God can do it for him, come on
somebody,
he can do it for me. So don't look at what you have. Look at what God is going to use with you. Come on, do it with what you do have.
Amen? Come on somebody. Come on, just get out of this house. And I'm making mine. 100. Amen. Here I am. Amen. Lord, it's me. Amen. Come on somebody.
So we have to look at people.
And so I'm looking at God, because God wants to increase us, they increase us. Amen?
Yeah.
Now, in the last thing, we want to cultivate our conviction to participate. Amen? Cultivate.
Yes.
It's a matter of gain. You have to cultivate that. But it don't make sense in our minds to give what we're going to have. That's what the word is. It says, give and it should be given unto you. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. I had to try to come on, somebody. It was hard. I'm telling you the truth, man. So I just did something with that. But I know that whatever I do, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can have the picture.
Amen.
Don't be mad at me. Amen. I'm just a messenger. Amen. But I know that whenever I try to do it, whenever I try to do it, I get something off of what I say. Come on, somebody. I want those ministries that he has. He has eyes of ministry. Just give me a feel of it. Come on, somebody. But that's why we do that. We tap into something else. Amen.
If you want something from God, you got to give something. Say somebody say, give something to God. Amen. Amen.
I didn't say give to the pastor. I said give to God. Amen. When I say that, I didn't say, well, Jesus, give to me. Matter of fact, Jesus is a multi-millionaire. What are you going to do with this? I don't care what you do with it. All I know is that whenever I went online today and I checked my box, amen, I gave to God, amen. And you know what? God was happy with me, amen. And you know what? I'm not one of those people that make thousands and thousands of dollars a month whenever I don't speak, amen. But you know what I do, amen? I give my gift to God. So I give a gift to God. Guess what I don't have to. And I give a tenth to God of what we make.
Amen.
And I keep telling people, and you know, sometimes people say you be saying too much. You need to look at what we make. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We don't make pennies, but we tithe a tenth. Come on, somebody, of all that.
Yeah.
Whenever I look at it, I say, boy, we could have did a whole bunch of this. No, we couldn't have did nothing with this because I don't want to be under the curse.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm your pastor, so I can tell you, you may get mad, but I don't really care.
A lot of times, what we hear is, that's somebody's house.
For the year.
Come on, somebody. I'm just telling you. But you know what? We believe in the plan of God. We don't do it to boast. We don't do it to say what we're doing. No, we do it to glorify God.
Amen.
And then whenever we glorify God, we're able to do what God wants us to do. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all remember, I just retired again. But just because I retired again doesn't mean I got it. Come on, and I got healing. Amen. That means that, you know, it's over a little bit, but you know what? I still do my math. Come on, say my math. Amen. A lot of people will stop because they don't have it. I'm never going to stop. Amen. If I have more joy and I don't have 10, you know how much God will get? God will get $1. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Boy, I'm quiet today. But this is what I'm saying, you know, in your quietness.
If you just allow for God to speak to you, God wants to turn your situation around. Amen? God wants to turn your situation around. And I'm not looking at nobody, I purposely don't look at anybody. Because you know what? God's dealing with you. You're not dealing with God, God's dealing with you. But in order for God to take you where He wants you to take you, where He wants to take you, you have to be obedient to God. Have you been obedient to God? You have not been obedient to God. I'm talking to somebody. I'm not looking at nobody. So you don't know who.
But you know what? If you start today with your obedience to God, God's going to raise you up. Amen. Say raise me up, Lord. Come on, somebody. See, because anything that I give or do in the kingdom, it'll come back in a greater measure. Greater measure. I'm talking about great. I'm not talking about pieces. I'm talking about great. Y'all haven't seen nothing yet. Y'all think y'all done saw something? Y'all done seen what God's gonna do in our lives. And I'm talking about our lives as a corporate body. And God's gonna do a whole bunch with us. And then what we're gonna be able to do, we're gonna be able to tell people it was all about God's plan. Amen. Amen. And don't be going around talking about it don't work. Come on. You have to admit that you have. You need to get that erroneous thinking out of your life. Amen. And start seeing that it do work. Amen. Now, God may not put you back where you were, but He's going to start you on your way. Come on, somebody. Lord, start me on my way. Just start me on my way. See, it's a matter of His grace. Amen. Because He has grace. Yes. God's plan will bring the anointing. Not only will it bring the anointing, it'll bring the favor. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's like how you give. That's like your was on Broadway. Come on, somebody. Y'all in Broadway. Yeah. Broadway. Amen. Here we go, Broadway. Idea plan. Right where all the people come by. But you know what? Gary was never moved by what he saw. Because Gary knew what God called him to.
Amen.
I think Gary moved on the back side. He get more people than he had on the front side.
Amen.
Because Gary, I'm just saying, it's a part of how we look at things.
We look at, oh, Lord, I have to move to the back. Hey, what Gary did,
I'm just telling you, and that's the way we have to be in life, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. Never gave. Jerry didn't give up. He could have gave up, but he knew if he gave up, he was going back to the war.
Amen.
And I'm just saying that because that's the way we have to be. We have to think about God and how God wants to bless us, amen. Because He wants to bless us, amen. So stop saying, you know, I don't know. Say, I know. That God's going to bless us. Amen. It's a matter of separation. Say separation.
I can't anymore.
Detect. Some people you got to cut off. Devote. I have to devote my life to God. Amen.
Amen.
Some people you just have to, you just have to cut off the leash. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
A lot of times it's family members.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. They just leech.
Yeah.
Amen. They don't add nothing to you. Amen. And if it's, and let me say this. Single women, clap your hands. Amen. Raise your hands. Somebody that's going to give to you, amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all better say amen, amen. I'm just saying, that's the way God is.
God said,
you need to add. And whatever God asks you, you know what you need to do? You need to add to somebody else. Come on, somebody.
Now, that's because when God adds that man to you, you have to
add
that man. Come on, somebody.
There's equal in that, amen. Y'all got quiet on that, women. Y'all were clapping a few minutes ago, amen. Amen. Okay.
Gene, you only got five back there, man. I said, hey, you were thinking, man, I thought you were trying to say, I'm sorry, man. Well, then I'm saying, when I say, you have to ask you, amen. Come on, come on. But that's what God is.
That's what God is. God's like, say, I ask you.
I
ask you, oh God. So when you detach, say when you detach.
So I think I'm detaching, it looks like God's taking from me, but God's trying to do something to me, amen? It's a matter of saturation. Somebody say saturation. Saturation means acquiring the spiritual truth. Oh my God, no matter what they say, amen? But what God's promises are, I'm telling you that it works, amen? And like I said, I'm not trying to get nothing from you. I'm trying to get something to you.
I want to see your life better this time next year, amen. This time next year, you should have a testimony. Let me rephrase that. This time next month, you should have a testimony, man, about how good you are.
Yeah.
Oh, about how good God is here, amen. So we have to be saturated, amen. It's a matter of confession.
Amen.
Say something, confession.
Amen.
That consistent verbal agreement of sowing the word into my heart.
Yeah.
Amen. Even though it may look like I can't, you know what I'm going to say? I can.
Yes.
Amen. And if you're riding with somebody that say, I don't think you can, you need to put them out. Hey, y'all know myself, put them out, amen. You need to ride with us, amen, because we believe the best for your life. Amen. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we believe. We believe for the best in your life. Amen. Some people think that God is true. God is not true. God is going to do something in your life that you've never seen happen before. I have this one scripture that I'm going to use when I close, and it's Luke 11:42, and you need to get this. Are y'all okay?
Yeah.
Pastor don't need to tell me love y'all. And we love each other. Y'all get it every now and then, they say, after you do them, so we know. Come on, somebody. I need you to say that. I didn't say, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Come on, somebody. Just say,
pastor.
Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Every now and then, I need mean, your team to say, pastor, you're doing a good job. Amen. You know, Lord, I tell them I'm doing a good job. I need you to teach. Amen. They were nagging me. Amen. Just get out of here, teach. Say, pastor, you're all right. But we need to do it to each other. We need to let each other know. I appreciate you serving, amen. And all of us, he do, amen.
Amen.
And what God has in his hand, don't you? And you hear what she said? She said, amen, amen. That means so be it, amen. And not only does he have his hand on you, he has his hand on everybody in this place. Come on, somebody. Say, God's
hand
is on me.
I'm
blessed.
Going.
And hungry. My forehouse. One of those. Come on, somebody. It's, amen. My four has one of those. It's my season. It's time out for it. You can change your season. They can just by this little thing. By being obedient to God. Amen. The word of God says, woe to you, parents. Because you give. Because you give God. Listen. A chief of your name. Is that right? Okay. Then, woe to you, parents. Because you give God a gift of your need. Your root and all other kinds of joy on earth. Come on, somebody. You do all that, but you need right justice and the love of God. Amen? Then it goes on to say, you should have practiced. Come on, somebody. The latter without leaving the form. Did you get that? He didn't tell them not to tithe. Come on, somebody. Huh? You got to have both. Amen. So he said, mix that together and everything will be alright. Amen. We got to love God.
Yeah.
And I was tired. In order to tie to somebody that you can't see, you got to love. Come on, somebody. Amen. In order to give to somebody you can't see, you got to love them. Amen. Do we have anybody here that loves the Lord? Let's give the Lord a hand. Amen. To repent and trust God is always a good thing. Because we have a condition to only trust the familiar. When you want to take your life to another level, you must be willing to stretch and leave your comfort zone to trust God's proven plan for your success. Somebody saying, yes, God's stretching them. Amen. We must trust and rest with our expectations on the promise
on the proven, on the principle, on the prophetic, and on the verse. Only God has it for you. Amen. Come on, come on.
And this is all I want you to know. Is like I said, I'm not trying to get anything from you because this is after offering.
Come on, somebody. I'm just saying, just taste it. And see if you want. What does it have to taste? You have nothing to lose. But I will say this. When you taste it, remember that God does a miracle, it's progress. Amen. Come on, somebody. Taste it. And see if you won't open the window of heaven before God bless. Everybody sees that blessing and they say blessing. Now, blessing is an endowment on your life. It gives you those witty ideas. Like Jerry, turn to the road. Amen. Come on, somebody, blow smoke. Amen. That's a witty idea. Amen. Come on, somebody. He gives you enhanced. Amen. He gives you that somebody else doesn't have in the boardroom. Amen. He gives you the ability to operate on a whole different level. Amen. That's a blessing, amen. A lot of people be blessing, they think it's the money. No, it's not the money. It's you being able to be creative in your thinking, amen. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Because those that saw a party, they get paid. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You, what did you say, Willie? Yeah. Amen. And this is what I know. I know that this wasn't one of those jump up sermons and all that. Next week, Pastor Loretta will be teaching. We're starting to face our faith series. Because we have to walk by faith.
Yes,
and just walk by faith.
Yes,
you know, when we've been walking by tradition long enough,
yes,
it's time for us to start having what we're seeing.
Exactly.
And we're positioning the body of Christ to raise up and be the body of Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
There is no way I can't send the Baptists. And I just get down by the knee. And I pass by our church.
Yes.
And ain't nobody got church today.
Amen.
I passed by there at 7:15 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I come back at 9, and if I come back, the parking lot's full.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
That's because they believe in what they're doing.
Yes.
And we have to believe in our God and what we're doing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Can I say amen? Amen. Yes. We just believe. So with God, all things possible. God wants to raise us up, amen. And he don't want to raise a man up, he want to raise us up as a body, amen. So that we can do our part, amen. So that each person can reach somebody, amen. So we can make an impact. Hey, Keisha, so we can make an impact. She said, don't call me out. So we can make an impact and keep alive, amen. Amen.
Amen.
What did you say? Who is that back there? Ain't got my glasses on. That's a spot right there, amen. But you know what? You know what? Y'all just look around at the people in here because God's gonna raise y'all up. And I'm looking, amen. I'm writing it down, and I'm gonna continue to pray that God use each and every one of y'all. Now, when God starts using you, don't misuse what God is. What God.
I'm telling you, this is prophetic, amen.
This needs to be here today because God's going to need a lot of people. All he needs is some committed people, amen.
And he'll bring his thing to pass, amen. I'm looking at all y'all. I'm going to write y'all's name down. I'm putting y'all on my list that I pray about,
amen.
And I know God's going to do it, amen. Don't think it's at the end. It's just the beginning. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. Woo! Amen.